VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Hope you're all having a fantastic week. Are you at that age where you regretted not doing something when you were younger? I remember seeing an article about a reporter interviewing one of the elders in a retirement home, and one of them said the thing he regretted the most was that he didn't spend enough time with his family and work throughout his whole life. He said he didn't even attend his daughter's graduation due to work, which was one thing he regretted most. If you ask me what I regret, I would say that I regret I didn't lose weight when I was younger, otherwise I wouldn't have to be on my diet right now. Well, did you know there are 10 common things that old people say that they regret never doing in their life? Well, let's find out in today's video, so let's get started. Not to be consumed by the endless cycle, but then, later in life, we're faced with not having spent enough quality time with friends and family. 那这个意思就是说，很难不被这种无止境的循环消耗时间，但在运生中，我们会 面碰没有花足够时间与自己家人、与朋友相处的遗憾。Alright, let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个字就是 not to. 那 not to 的话，还有一个连音，就在那个 t 跟 t o not to， 不是 not to， 是 not to， not to. 所以那个 not 的 t 可能听不太到，就变 not to， 因为它是个连音。那下一个字就是 the endless. 那 the endless 它有三个音节 ，the endless， the endless。 The endless， 所以我们念 the 不是念 the endless， 念 the endless， the endless。 那最后一个字就是 friends and family。 那 friends and family 的话，那个 friends 的 s 它是发一个 z 的音，然后那个 and 是念 n， 而是念一个 n， 所以随便念 friends and family， 所以我们听不到 and， not friends and family， 是念 friends and family。 Alright, let's get to the vocabulary words, and the first word we have is consume. 那consume的话,它是一个动词,它的意思就是消耗,消费或者是花费. So consume is a verb, it means to use fuel, energy, or time, especially in large amounts. For example, my old iPhone has consumed a lot of its battery power after I talked on the phone. 我讲完电话发现我的旧 iPhone消耗了很多电。 那句子里面的有一个叫做 be consumed by 的意思就是充满 So be consumed by means to have so much of a feeling that affects everything you do. So 比如说我们可以这样讲 After seeing her classmate get the highest score, Jenny was consumed by jealousy that she left the classroom. Jenny 看到她的同学拿到最好的成绩之后 她充满了嫉妒的离开了教室 Oh my god, that's not too good. But anyway, the next word we have is endless. 那 endless 的话，它的意思就是无休止的。那它是一个形容词。 So endless is an adjective, meaning never finishing or seeming never to finish. For example, the baby's endless crying has caused a huge headache for me during the night. 这个意思就是说，宝宝的无止境的哭声让我整个晚上头很痛。那我相信很多父母应该都有这种体验，所以 kudos to you. Anyway, the next word we have is face. 那 face 的话，它是一个动词，它的意思就是面对。 So face is a verb, it means if you face a problem or problem faces you, you have to deal with it. For example, my father told me that I must always face my problems whether I like it or not. 我爸爸常常跟我说，不管怎样遇到问题就需要面对它。 Okay, that's all we have for today. Hopefully after this episode, you would start making choices knowing that you won't regret in the future. I'm not sure if you ever heard the acronym YOLO, which means you only live once. I think it's a great motto since we will never know what might happen tomorrow, so we should live our life to the fullest and regret nothing. What are some things you have regretted in your life so far? Let me know in the comments below and remember to live your life to the fullest. This is your host Benson signing off. Peace.